Good evening, everybody. We're going to study the eighth Maimer, Maimer Ches of the Pritzadik, Parshas Truma. The Torah says, Asu Aroin Atzei Shitim. The next Pasuk says, V'tzipiso Oysoi Zahov Tahor Mibayis U'michutz Titzaperu. So we are to create an Aroin. The Torah describes it as covered with gold, but Rashi, quoting from the Gemara, says, Gimel Arainois Asa Bezalel. They actually didn't just cover it in gold. There were actually three Aronos, one inside the other, Beishel Zov Echad Shaletz. And therefore, it was not just something covered with a thin leaf of gold, but it was actually made of a solid amount of gold, then a box which you never would see made of wood, and then again gold, so that it's actually three boxes to create this one box, the Aron. V'kachu b'gemara, and that's how it's described in the Gemara in Yoma. The Re'em, Rebbe Mizrahi, brings Shetema, Rabbi Ben Ezra, the Acher She'osu Ha'aron Zohav, Ma Tzerech La'etz. If, as the Gemara says, there were these boxes of solid gold, what's the purpose of having the wood there at all? The Shar Kelim Ukroshim She'hoyu She'la'etz, because all other Kelim, or the boards that comprise the walls of the Mishkan, were made of wood. Hayurak mitzupim zahav. They were made of wood, and then had gold leaf. Masha'en kein ha'aron. Shehaya aron zahav. It was really solid gold. Ulchad man da'amar ayviav tefach. According to one man, the Amr, it was a full tefach thick. What do you need the Atzei Shittim for if it's basically of gold? Here you have a keli made of not just a small leaf of gold on the outside like the Mizbeach Hazav. It was a small leaf of gold on the outside. Or the Krushim had leaf of gold on the outside. Here, it's Atzei Shittim intrinsically, but also it's gold intrinsically. It's very unique that way. And if it's therefore gold, like the menorah, so then let it just be gold. Why Atzei Shittim at all? So he says, Acha Inyan, the idea is the Isa, quoting from Medrash Tanchuma, that the Mizbeach Shenasim Atzei Shittim, that the Mizbeach is to be made of Atzei Shittim. Why? Deyavo'o Atzei Shittim v'yichapru al shtuson. Shittim from the word shtus, foolishness. Ubegemara, the Gemara in Bukhari says that that loshain shittim is because Shinis Asku B'divrishtus, they were involved in absolute foolishness. So Shittim means something of foolishness. And it's referring, of course, to the Bnei Yisrael in Shittim, in the last stop before Eretz Yisrael in Arvos Moav. We read in the end of Parashas Bo'alok about the terrible avera of Bnei Yisrael in Shittim, where getting involved with Bnei Midyan, next step they were bowing or otherwise nitzmodim leva'al pa'or. They were involved with the most detestable form of idolatrous worship. And it's all because they were in Shittim. Yeshev Yisrael Bashitim Vayochel Ha'om Liznois El Benois Mayav. And the Gemara in Bukhari says it's called Shittim because Shinisasku B'divreshtos. Because being involved and falling from your high stature because of the allure of a woman is Ishtos. V'hainu k'maisha amru, as the Gemara says in Saita, Ein adam oiver aveira elim kein nichnas bay ruach shtos. Person only does aveiras because of a ruach shtus. And the classic example is indeed the shtus of a woman, a saita, shenamar ki siste. And it's called saita, with the samach and the sin being interchangeable, because that kind of straying is a shtus. The inyan ha taiva hu be'emes shtus v'tipshus. It's foolishness. Shehu davar ma'os. After all, being involved and being so attached to and feeling the need to be with another human being that way, physically, to be so involved with the flesh of another person, you could even look at it, he says, and find it to be maus. Maus meaning that it's something to be detested. It's detestable. Kamaisha amru, like the Gemara in Shabbos says, isha, a woman, chemes. Malay tsaya upia malay dam v'hakol ratzin achreha. That's the lashon of the Gemara. It's just a human being that has just all of the same issues that we know human beings have: flesh and blood and parts that you don't want and blood that comes from the makar and tsaya, and she has waste like everybody else, and we have such lustful desire for her. It's a shtus. V'hu davar nisav umezuam. It's really something that we should look at as unclean, as abominable. V'hachayte misa'ev atzmai. And then as a result, the person who falls in sin actually causes himself to be mesuav, brings abomination upon himself and upon his flesh. B'shvil milui ta'avasai rega echad. All because he has to fill his felt needs in that one moment and he can't hold himself back. U'mafsid toiv olam haba, and such a person loses all the good of the olam haba. Ve'ein shtus ve'tipshus gadol mizeh. There is no foolishness. There is no tipshus greater than this. That's the ultimate foolishness. Ubashitim kilkulu b'maisa pa'or. And the proof is that in Shittim, not only did they fall in with the B'nai S'mayav, next thing you know, the B'nai S'mayav are convincing them to be Oved Bal Pa'or, which is the most abominable and disgusting of all of the forms of worship. Pyre to the Baal, to Pa'ar, involving excrement or whatnot. It's just, it's absurd. That's what Taiva can do to it.
Yeah, but why does he say Taiva itself is a chay? Without Taiva, you wouldn't have a world.
So Taiva has to be in the world, indeed. But what it does, if it's not controlled, is ultimately a shtus. He's going to say that Taiva has a very important role to play, but it has to play the positive role, not the negative role. But when it's allowed to take us where it shouldn't, it's obviously just shtus. And that's why we have to have a mizbeach made of atzei shittim, and it should be mechaper for that shtus. Now he says, v'zeh inyan aroin atzei shittim. That's the inyan of the Atzei Shittim in the Aron as well. Shemirameh is neged yetzer hara, the taiva. It's a remez to the yetzer hara and to taiva. Sha'amru, because the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that this taiva and the yetzer hara is mizgara, shemizgara b'talmud chacham yoseh mikulam. That the yetzer hara is at a Talmud Chacham's back, that the Yetzer Hara is urging and inciting the Talmud Chacham more than anybody else. Kol ha-gadol mechavero yitzrei gadol hemenu. The greater the person, the greater his yitzer. The more the yitzahara wants that great man to sin. Ulahavin, to understand this, lama mizgara yitzer b'talmud chacham u'begadol yia yitzrei gadol. Why is it that the yitzahara is provoking the Talmud Chacham more, and that his yitzer is bigger? Achein kvar amarnu. The yitzer haynu cheshek. What is yitzer? It's desire. K'meshenemer leyitzer machshavos levav amecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who creates a desire in the hearts of his people. Shashem Yisbaruch bara es ha'adam beyitzer shemeshukabay inyan chemda. A person has within him, meshukabay means it's part and parcel of the person, it's sunk deep into the person's psyche, into his nature. Chemda, desire. Now the question is, what will you do with your human desire, your passion? What will you do with this desire, with your yetzer? Are you going to devote it l'kedusha, or chas v'chalila, devote your desires to your flesh? U'b'mabul shalkilkulu. In the case of the Dora Mabul, it says v'chal yetzer machshavos libay rak ra kol hayom. That's what the pasuk there is saying. They had desires. But man has desires and man has aspirations to accomplish great things, to do great things. What happens if your taivas, however, are not directed and not channeled correctly and constructively? The person is just a hedonistic desires, and then the person falls away from all constructive activity. From all good and constructive activity. If someone is busy all day with thinking about and running after fulfillment of his taivas, not only is it a question of not taira, but even a person's job is jeopardized. The whole sense of a person's ability to accomplish and create and build, walls can be all sacrificed because the person's cheshek is just for his taiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, in the case of Klal Yisrael, that we should have cheshek and chemda and desire for Torah. Cheshek and chemda for mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, and to come to know and understand holiness and to be holy. That's what our chemda, that's what our desire and our passion is meant to be devoted toward. What happens if we are foolish? If we're foolish, then that cheshek that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into us and vests in us is wasted as it directs our energies to what? Taivas, physical pleasures. Ushrosha haklipais haim to Yishmael v'Esav. Now he gets into the details. Shrosha haklipais, meaning at its core, the two basic, most insidious klipais are those represented by Yishmael and Esav. There are 70 umais, 35 on one side, 35 on the other. That's what's represented, by the way, in the Bris Ben Absarim, where Am Yisrael is in the middle, Avram is in the middle, and on either side, the halves of the animals that were slaughtered, each half representing 35 of the umais on one side, 35 of the umais on the other, 35 on the min, 35 on the small. Uklipas Yishmael hu de taiva. The klip of Yishmael is taiva. V'chem de zora. Klipas Esav, Ritzicha, and Kas. That's what Esav stands for. Now, v'achshav, now, in our time, today, Nitzrach Oid B'Kedusha, we need holy Kas. Nitzrach Oid B'Kedusha, Inyan HaKas L'Mechias HaMalik, V'rugza de Rabbanan. We have to care passionately and fight the enemy of Hashem. Melchama l'Hashem, the Torah says, about Esav, about Amalek. So we have to have that kind of yetzer and the klipa and turn it around, l'kedusha, to fight Amalek. Yes. Ava l'asid, but l'asid, kishi yivua kol hara, when all evil, all of Amalek is destroyed. Achrisa adi oved. Yizbatel klipa zu. then the klipa, which is any use at all of kas, gone. Valzen nemar. That's why the pasuk in Avadia says, "V'haya beis Yaakov esh, ubeis Yosef lahava, ubeis Esav lakash." That the fire will immediately destroy Esav completely. V'dolku behem va'achalum v'lo yiyeh surid la'Esav. There'll be nothing left of Esav. That yetzer hara, so to speak, that klipa for kas and rugza, gone. Masha ein kein. Klipas Yishmael. Klipas Yishmael is very important. Because that yetzer, that is Klipas Yishmael, shehu yetzer hara de taiva. Taiva? Isa bezera kodesh? Shalayiz batal legamri. It won't be gone forever. Blessed love, people will still have children in the times of the end of days comes in the Mesa Mashiach. Rak de nikra lovin, but it'll be called like the man himself was named Lavan. Commander Sechi, like one who's cleansed. Umitvil misavusei, cleansed of all tumah. Zohar says people will be with the wife, man and woman will be together, but with only one goal in mind, not for pleasure, only with a sense of wishing to create new life.
Like Adam and Chava before the
Like Adam and Chava before the Chedah. V'amar, and furthermore, the Zohar there says, "D'ilmale yetzahara chedvasa d'shmaitza lo hevi." Very important to what this piece of Pritzadik is all about. If not for the yetzahara chedvasa d'shmaitza lo hevi, you wouldn't have the joy of learning. The joy of Torah has in it desire. When a person desires something verily and has a geshmak, that's because of a certain good, holy taiva. That's chedvasa d'shmaisa, the joy in learning. So the desire says, if not for the yetzahara, chedvasa d'shmaisa lele hevi. Shazeh tachlis shenivra hayetzer. The real reason the yetzer was created was lihiyos cheshek v'chamidu d'araisa. So we should have a desire and a longing for Torah. That's why we have the Yetzer Hara. That's why it's there. Of course, so that we should have children, but also so that we should have something for which we have a passionate desire and longing for Torah. V'zesha amru b'gemara. That's why the Gemara says, "Impaga b'cha menuvel zeh." If you come across this terrible Yetzer Hara of Taiva, mashcheil beis hamedrash. So then, go to the Beis Medrash. The simple understanding is that if you go and sit and learn, you'll stop thinking about whatever taiva it is that's driving you, making you conceivably sin. But that's not the pshat. It means take that very same passion and desire and use it for what it's really created for. Haynu limshoich hachemda liyeis chamidu d'arais. Use that desire and that passion, use that longing for what it truly was created for by the Rabbeinu Shlomo, for which reason it was vested in human beings, which is to know Hashem and to study His Torah and to rejoice in the Torah. V'lechein, therefore, ha'gadol mechaveiroi meitzad she'shakua boi chamidu d'ayraisa. That's why the Gemara there in Sukkah says that the person who is greater and a greater Talmud Chacham is going to have a greater Yetzirah, because that person's cheshek and longing for Torah is greater, and if it's misdirected, then unfortunately that person could also have the greater desire of a lustful negative kind. V'zel umaze osu elikim al kein mizgaber etzleinu. Notice he says etzleinu, by us, by good holy Jews, we have tremendous, tremendous Yetzirah. Gama chemda letzada hefech. We have the chemda to the negative for the negative reasons because we have so much chemda for the positive. Mashein kein mishein magdil ba'atzmai hachemidu d'araisa. Whereas if somebody is very, you know, low key in every way, not passionate about Torah, not passionate about Yiddishkeit, gama chemidu lehefech ein lo hisgabrus. It's possible that in such a person, he also doesn't have a tremendous amount of yetzahara, and tremendous lustfulness is also absent from the person because there's no passion and there's no huge desire for anything. This is all of why the Aron has to have in it atzeshitim. V'zeh merumas Aroin Atze Shitim. Ki Eitz Merameis Al HaTorah. Eitz is the Eitz Chaim Hil Machazikim Bosh. Nikra Eitz Chaim. Veshitim Merameis Al HaHefech. Mitzad the Kol HaGodol Mechavera Yitzre Godol Amenu. So that Atze Shitim, Aroin Atze Shitim means the personality of Torah is made of a tremendous desire. Eitz Chaim Hil Machazikim Bosh. But watch out, that Chamida Daraisa, if it's not channeled to Torah, then the greater the Talmud Chacham, the greater potential there is that his desire and his love and passion becomes Chas V'Shalom, even just for a moment, misdirected. But it's the Torah that can protect him. V'Yidei Eitz Chayim the Torah Misgaber El Yitzroi V'Kevesh Inyan Shitim Eitz, the Eitz Chayim of Torah can be kaivish, meaning can conquer the challenging yitzer represented by shitim. Shehu remez the divrei shtus anizkar. And that's why it's important that this aroin, which was made of gold, and he's going to say, because the Talmud Chacham, like gold, precious, valuable, and it has to be gold on the inside, gold on the outside, because Talmud Chacham has to be toichet gebarai. Remember Rabbi Gamliel said, close the doors of the Beis Medrash, only allow those who are Talmidei Chachamim Teichei Kivare, pure inside, not only in their appearance, but inside, their entire personality and their way of thinking, their psyche, their entire emotional set, etc., has to be pure and clean like gold. Let them into the Beis Medrash if it's Teichei Kivare. That's what the gold represents. But the Atzei Shitim represents the fact that there is, in the greater the Talmud Chacham, the greater the Yetzirah, to be controlled and brought under control by Eitz Chaim here by Torah, which will direct this person's passion toward Hashem and toward the Torah. Ula Asid, in the future, Ksiv, Umayon mi beis Hashem Yetze, Vihishka es nachal Hashitim, Pasuk in Yoel, Vahaya bayam ahu, Umayon mi beis Hashem Yetze, Vihishka es nachal Hashitim. It's going to be a Mayan that's going to bring waters to flow in Nachal Shittim. Now, Nachal Shittim is there where Bnei Yisrael sinned, in Shittim. Narvas Mayav. So what is the Pasuk saying? Pasuk is saying that there will be a change brought about where it'll be that much easier for that which normally would mean Shittim and Shtus, and that passion in Klal Yisrael that will still exist, he says. Says it in the Zohar. That it'll still exist, but it'll be called Lavan, Kamandis Schi, Umatvil Misuvase. So that's what the Pasuk in Yoel is describing. Pasuk is describing that there'll be a complete turnaround in the Yitzhahara, which caused initially that terrible sin in Shittim. So it's all going to turn, that Ma'ayan that comes from the Beis Hashem is going to cause the Ma'ayan in Shittim to have a different effect. No longer will the waters that the Bnei Yisrael drink at Shittim cause them to sin the way it did Liznais El Bnei's Mayav at that time. The Nachal HaShittim, Isa, because concerning Nachal Shittim it says in the Medrash Rabbah and Tanchuma in Balak, quote, I'm quoting from the Medrash Tanchuma. The Shelznus Hoya, that means the Ma'ayan, the waters they found there, the waters of Shittim, were waters that would encourage Znus if you just drank from those waters, so to speak. And then the words in the Tanchuma, by the way, are V'hu Hoya Mashke Sdoim. This is the waters that fed and would give to drink people like the Sodomites, the most taiva-infested waters, if you will. In other words, that the place and the environment lent itself to cause Am Yisrael to sin, that very place and all of the desires within us will be turned around, the Pasuk is saying, V'hoya b'yam ahu, u'mayin v'beis Hashem yeitze v'hishka es nachal Hashitim. That even though then, at the time of the sin, the Hama'ayan Goram Lamaisa Hashtusim, Ula Asid, Kishi Yislaben Hayetzahara, when the Yetzirah becomes Lavan, becomes white, and is used only, and becomes only a powerful, positive force, Kishi Yislabin HaYetzahara, the Taiva, V'yushar, it'll remain, and all that will be left is, Sheyia K'moshe Nivra L'hiyos, Chamidu D'Raisa. That's what the Pasuk in Yoel is saying. That there will be the complete vanquishing of the negative possibilities of the Yetzahara, and it'll be only with a desire for good and a desire for Torah, what's left will be a tremendous chamidu de'araisa, the ultimate desire, passionate, longing for Torah, Torah knowledge, in all its beauty, in all its depth. Az yishafech hanacha lihiyos ma'ayan mibeis Hashem, achnis cheshek ha'Torah b'lev Yisrael. So shittim is that reality that in the big Torah personality, in the Talmud Chacham, there is also a Yetzirah. On the contrary, that person's Yetzirah might be bigger than anybody else's, but because of the Eitz Chaim, the Eitz Chaim of Torah can turn the Yetzirah into a positive force. But that's why the Arun had to have Shittim wood. It has to have Shittim wood, because it's telling you that inside all of that gold, there is a tremendous, tremendous, powerful desire. And the only thing that tempers it in the case of a Torah personality is that Torah. But that's what's going to succeed in making this person a tzaddik and driving him to want and learn and care for Torah and Torah knowledge. And it'll protect him from the mistakes that this Yetzihara and that Taiva and desire could lead to. And of course, the two, inner and outer, respectively, Arainais, boxes of Zahav, Reimzim l'Talmud Chacham, they are the remes to the Talmud Chacham, who has the Shittim within him. They are the remes to the Talmud Chacham, Shehiyah, Toichei Kibarai, indicating that he should have a complete affinity and alignment and honesty, where everything that he is on the inside is exactly as what he seems to be on the outside, as he expresses and lives and dresses and walks and talks. Everything about him on the inside, his true persona, should be as gold, as Torah, as it appears on the outside. K'mesh amru b'gemara, shal yedei she'yasek b'Torah b'leif sholem, b'teichai kevaroi. He wants to be close and to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he will be on the inside as he is on the outside. That will be the way through which he will be able to turn the threat of the Yetzer, the Shittim, into only something positive, Lachnisa the Kedusha, to bring it to be used only for holiness. Shachadosh Baruch Hu Ezrei, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will help him. The Torah helps him. The Eitz Chayim Hi, the Machazikim Ba, the Torah makes him safe, and his Shittim, with all of the Taiva, is only to serve Hashem and only to learn the Torah, and that's what the Shittim in the Arun represents, and that's why, though the Gemara says it was really two big heavy boxes of gold, the Shittim had to be there in the middle, because that's the reality. That a person, a human being, a Talmud Chacham, has the Taiva. But that Taiva is completely subjugated and completely, not just encased by, but completely used for, and completely devoted to, not anything that's a negative Taiva, but only Chamidu D'Araisa. This is what the Talmud Chacham accomplishes even now, in our time today. What the Zohar that he mentions tells us is that this is what ultimately will be the blessings of the time to come, that it'll become easy, it'll be natural for everybody in Klal Yisroel to have the Yetzer that was once so dark and forbidding to become lovan, to become cleansed. And everybody will have this taiva that they used to have Chalila for negative things, it'll only be for positive. It'll only be for Chamidu D'Araisa, like the Talmud Chacham represented by the Aron in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan.